usually when you lose about 15 students, you probably need to look at cutting a staff member. Now, a lot of our cuts will probably come from attrition, retirements. We've got three or four people are going to retire this year, and so we'll kind of look at that first. We've also had some positions that's already retired, and we didn't replace those, so I don't think we're going to have a lot of cuts, but we'll probably do some cutting. Our situation is that our, like this year, our kindergarten class is big. We got 48 students in it, but every other class in elementary school is less than 35 kids, and we have a couple 40 classes or one mid 40 in high school, but for the next 6 years, they won't get a class from elementary that has over 35 kids in it. So if elementary continues to grow, you'll see high school kind of continue to dwindle on their numbers, and then, you know, 6 or 7 years down the road, then they'll start picking up. I mean, what I would love to see is an average of at least like 40 students all across the board, because that would give us about 520 kids.